Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love. Today is our very special prayer day. But first, let us read our scripture. Our scripture for today is 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, and it reads, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Once again, I have read to you 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his word. Amen. And this is actually my second time on air, the first time. We were having technical difficulties, but that's okay because still, where the Lord said where praises go up, amen, blessings come down. And I just feel excited once again, and I'm going to say it again, feel excited to be able to share with you the word of God through prayer. As I said, the prayer of the righteous availeth much, and I ask God to lead and guide me through this prayer because I've had to redo this segment. I've had different individuals inbox me with a lot of things going on in their lives that I need to pray for as well. So let us go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We're asking as this prayer go forth, would you crown my head with your word and your wisdom and your knowledge for what the people need, what we need. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, would you provide your protection, provide your serenity, provide your comfort, provide your wisdom, provide your knowledge, provide your understanding to people who need those different things. Heavenly Father, it's once more and again that we come unto you, Lord, not taking any day, any second, any minute, any hour for granted. We thank you for blessing us to have a reasonable portion of our health and strength, being able to move about and get to our prospective destinations, whether it be in a car, walking, or a bus. Heavenly Father, we're asking would you continue to help us to edify and glorify your holy and righteous name. Help us to let men, women, boys, and girls know that there is a reason for serving a true and living God. Heavenly Father, we're asking you would you bless the children who have lost their parents, whether it be the father, whether it be the mother. We're asking would you give them strength in the name of Jesus right now, Lord. Would you be that angel of comfort who encamps all around them, Heavenly Father. Would you be that understanding God to give them consolation and consultation about what is going on. Heavenly Father, we're asking that you bless them to draw close unto you because you are the only one who can provide comfort, provide understanding, and provide knowledge. In the name of Jesus right now, we ask you, would you bless that son? Would you bless that daughter? Would you bless those grandchildren? In the name of Jesus, in a special way, as the tears flow from their faces and as their eyes and their heads are bowed down. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you help them to realize and recognize that we all have a date and that we all must go on our day. Lord God, we're asking, would you just continue to provide comfort, Lord, because when the ceremonies are over and when the goodbyes are said, there's still that void that cannot be filled by man, but only filled by you. And we're asking, would you be that void? Would you be more than that void that we know you are? Lord God, we're asking, would you bless those children? who are wayward, those who do not know you for an appointment of their own sins, those who are just out there, would you help them to come unto you crying, well, Lord, Lord, what shall I do to be saved? We're asking with the spirit of depression and suicide, Heavenly Father, be buried today. There is an attack on the ministry. There's an attack on those individuals who are given the word of God. But Lord, you know everything, and you are all-knowing God, and you know why people do what they do. You know why people think what they think. But we're asking what you give whoever it is who's depressed or who's thinking about suicide, would you give them a second chance to rethink this thing out, Heavenly Father? Whatever storm is raging in their life, Lord, we're asking would you bless the wind to be still, and would you bless peace to come in. Whatever rain is pouring down, Lord, we're asking would you bless the sun to come shining, Heavenly Father. Lord, we know that we're living in the last days. These are the last days, and we know that we're living in the last days. But, Lord, with you, each day is a new day just to get it right. We understand, we recognize that you are the head and not the tail. We realize that you expect for us as believers, as those who are called to uplift and magnify your name, even in the storm and rain, which can be hard sometimes, Lord. We're asking you, would you bless us and help us to glorify who you are? Would you bless us to be ambassadors for you? Would you bless us to be mouthpieces for you, Lord? Lord, we thank you for divine recoveries. We thank you for praise reports. We thank you for lifting people out of dead situations as you did Lazarus. We thank you for giving people second chances. We thank you for blessing the children. We thank you for blessing the homes. We thank you for blessing the people. We thank you for blessing the churches, Lord. And Lord, help us to be more trusting of you, Heavenly Father. For you said, whatever you need, we should ask. And we're asking, when we ask for things, would you help us to have faith and patience and know that you will come through, Lord. Lord, we thank you for everything you've done. We thank you for the things you're going to do. And we thank you for the things that you're doing right now. And we thank you for who you are, not for what you give us, which is grace and mercy every day. But we thank you for who you are. And we're asking you in the name of Jesus, would you help us, even when we're tired, would you help us to continue to pray to you? Even when we're tired, would you help us to magnify and uplift and glorify your holy and righteous name, Heavenly Father? We realize that each place that we go to, each person won't be saved. We're asking, would you help us to be role models? Help us to be ambassadors. Help us to be great people for you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I'm asking, would you bless that person who just received the diagnosis? Heavenly Father, would you help that person to understand that there is a God somewhere? There is a God who can cure. There is a God who can raise up their situations. There is a God who can bring encouragement where it seems dark. There is a God who you can pray to. There is a God who you can talk to. There is a God who you can walk with. And Lord, we're asking would you just help people to understand, help people to know. Lord Jesus, if someone is lost, we're asking would you just bless them to find you, because there's going to be a time and there's going to be a season in which every knee will have to bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord, and besides you there is no other. Heavenly Father, we're asking would you bless the Love Lift Jesus Up show. Would you help it and bless it with this purpose? Lord God, would you bless the ministry to go forth as we travel, Heavenly Father, speaking and teaching the word of God as we travel, meeting new people, meeting new connections. We're asking, Heavenly Father, would you bless it to be something that you are pleased with and something that is acceptable in your sight. We're asking, would you bless each person who comes on the show, bless their ministries all over this land and country, Lord. We're asking, would you bless everything that they touch to prosper, everything that they hear to be encouraging, to lift them up. And wherever they're weak, to make them strong, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to help us to teach individuals and teach ourselves the word of God, and not something that we've just made up that sounds good. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you just continue to lead us and guide us in the directions that you would have us to go. We have no boundaries, we have no limits, because we're functioning under the will of you, Heavenly Father. And this day, we, those who believe, we give ourselves unto you, we submit, we surrender ourselves unto you in the ministry, we surrender ourselves unto you in the careers, we surrender ourselves unto you under every aspect that you ask us to surrender ourselves unto you, and we're going to let you have your way in our lives, and we declare and decree that today. Whatever you may have us to do, whatever is hindering us, whatever is holding us back, Lord, we ask it be removed in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just want to do your will. We want to do things that are acceptable in your sight. Help us to have more patience. Help us to show more love towards one another from heart to heart, Heavenly Father. Help us to be better people. Help us to be better sheep and to listen to your word, to follow the commandments of God, to follow the Bible, to be faithful unto you and not waver, to be like Paul when he was on that road to Damascus, so that we can have a transition in our lives. They come running and crying to you, what shall I do to be saved, Heavenly Father? I'm asking that you bless each atheist who walks this earth. Help them to turn around and to walk in the path of righteousness unto you, because there will come a time when we will have to bow unto you. Every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to have to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that's from those who know you to those who don't. Because as we know, you can send away a raging sea. You can call it from the shore and bring it to land. And we will have to call on you because you are the only ones who can tell the wind to be still and tell peace to come in. We understand and recognize that, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're asking you if we're too high to bring us down and if we're too low to bring us up, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, no matter what this world throws at us, Heavenly Father, we're ready to catch it, Heavenly Father. Whatever transition that you are about to do, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, praise God. Whatever you are about to do, Heavenly Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for shifts. We thank you for movement. Movement means life. We thank you for reality. We thank you for perspectives. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for knowledge. Because wisdom and knowledge helps us as we maneuver through these new places that you're sending us, new grounds, new territories, new doors that are being opened. We need wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and we thank you, Lord, for giving us that. Heavenly Father, we ask you, would you continue to just show up in our lives, Lord. Help us to fall in love with you, which we already are. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you just continue to once again look down upon the bereaved families. We know that you are with them. We know that you are standing by them. And Lord, I always say that no matter how much you have or how much you don't have or who you are or where you are, everyone on this earth needs prayer. Real life situations happen to everybody. Nobody is exempt. The only thing that separates us is what we have. The only thing that separates us is how we live our lives, our purpose in life. But when all is said and done and all the curtains are down and when it's time to go to bed, the fact is that we all have a chance to wake up or to remain asleep. That's why it says men shall always pray and not faint. The expectancy is for us to wake up the next morning, but every person on this earth has a day and a time, and we want to make sure that our life is filled with purpose while we're here for you, Lord. We want to make sure that each breath that we take is filled with purpose. Each moment that we take is filled with purpose. Each thing that we do is filled with purpose. Each person that we see is filled with purpose. We want to make sure our lives are purposeful and we're not just living and going through the motions, amen, just to say that we've lived and we've made it another day. We thank you for birthdays, Lord. Birthdays means we're getting older. We thank you for each year that we see. We thank you for the years we've seen and the years we're going to see. Help us to be more appreciative of people. Help us to be more appreciative of you. Lord Jesus, then I'm asking would you bless the churches, Heavenly Father. Help us to be better servants in the church and do it with a smile. Help us to give more. Help us to love more. Help us to do more to uplift and edify the Word of God. Help us to pray more for one another. Help us to be the vessels that you would have us to be and to study the Word of God so that we know you for ourselves, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you once again. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this, just waking us up, starting us on our way, giving us crowning our head with wisdom and knowledge. Everything that we touch is blessed. Every ministry that goes forth, it will be blessed. We're asking would you bless the ministries, Love Lift Us Up Show ministry, and each person who comes on, bless their ministry to expand and to broaden out and to widen out where they may save more souls and help more people. Help us to be better, do better each and every day of our lives. And we're asking again, Lord, we know that you are a provider. We know that you're Alpha and Omega. We know that you're a comforter. We know that you're a friend. We know that you're a mother and a father. We know that you walk with us and you talk with us and you call us your own. We know that you are God and we know that there is no other gods. And we're asking you in the name of Jesus. There are people out there who need a comforter. We're asking that you be that comforter tonight. There are people out there who need you to be the spirit of life because they're thinking of death. There are people out there who need you to be the spirit of happiness because they're depressed. There are people out there needing you to be the spirit of a father because they are fatherless. There are people who are needing you to be the spirit of a mother because they're motherless. There are people who are needing you who have the spirit of helplessness and they need hope. We're asking that you be all those because we know that you can be everything. Lord, we pray for Jesus. We pray for God. Because I couldn't imagine ruling a whole world because some people are not going to comply with how you want the world to be run. So we pray for you, Heavenly Father. We pray for God the Son. We pray for the Holy Spirit. We pray that each of these come inside of us and rest and rule and reign. There are some things we'll never understand about this world, but you are all-knowing. But we're not praying because of the toils that you have to put up with for the people like us. We're not praying for strength. Praying to you for who you are, giving you the praise, giving you the honor. We're praying in thankfulness. We're praying in wantedness. We're praying because we need Jesus and we need God and we need the Holy Spirit, each of those elements to function in our lives so that we can be holistic individuals, Lord. We're asking that you continue to uplift and bless education, religion, the government. And whatever shift is going to happen and occur, Lord, we ask that we all be ready because we know that we serve a God who is a consistent God but changes things for the better. If there's anything in our lives that needs to be changed, we ask that you be the molder. If our minds need to be changed, we ask that you perform brain surgery. If our hearts need to be changed, we ask that you perform heart surgery. If our feet are going in the wrong direction, we need foot surgery, Lord. We're just asking you, Heavenly Father. We're asking that you anoint our hands so that everything we touch shall prosper. We thank you once again for who you are. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the things you're going to do. And my last prayer is for anyone who has lost someone or something, Lord. They need you today. They need comfort. They need understanding. They need a friend. They need someone they can cry out to. They need someone who will listen. Then for those who are depressed, sad, upset, don't want to be here anymore, they need someone to give them hope. They need the sun to shine in their lives. We're asking that you send or dispatch your angels wherever they need to be We thank you for divine recoveries in the hospitals. We thank you for praise reports coming from the hospitals. We thank you for praise reports at the house, at the churches, nursing homes. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I feel really good. We do have a couple of announcements. First of all, I would like to thank God once again just for the opportunity to be able to share with you on Wednesdays in a prayer session. It always makes me feel better. It helps to get through the week, and it's just good to be able to pray to God and to bless other individuals as well as yourself. On Saturday, we will have Casey Jordan. He will come by way of interview. He is a holy hip-hop artist. I'm very excited about Mr. Casey Jordan coming on my show. We have Minister Kane, who will give us a message on Sunday. Minister Kane is also part of the Holy Hip Hop Nation. He has a great testimony. I would like for you to look at his bio, which will be on my Facebook page under ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Please be sure to check out those pages. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to tap into blogtalkradio.com. / free to love. That's blogtalkradio.com /FREDALOVE. Okay? Be sure to encourage your family and friends to do that. What will you find on this particular radio show? Well, you'll find the Word of God. You'll find things on Monday about fashions, health, beauty, and nutrition with my Fit to Win segment. Of course, we'll have prayer on Wednesdays. On Sunday, we'll have the spoken word. Usually on the first and probably the third Sunday, I will be giving the word. But I will also bring a couple of friends on board who will also minister the word unto you, because you need to hear new voices. And I like to empower people to become leaders as well. Fashion Line, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. Be sure to check out the Fashionsbylove.com website and tell a couple of friends about it. All right. Gospel artists, artists, poets, authors, publicists, community leaders, actors, actresses, and anyone who is positive, please Facebook Afreda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE, or inbox Afreda Love, ALFREDALOVE. You can email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Gospel artists, artists, poets, authors, publicists, community leaders. Please do that. All right, Stella Award voting. Please be sure to vote for your favorite artist. And I understand that the voting is over today, tonight, so please be sure to cast your votes. I will say that Ms. Tamela Mann, who represents Big Texas, is on the ballot several times. She is also a phenomenal gospel artist. She is allowing the Lord to use her in a mighty way. Going to see her in person. She is highly anointed. God has a lot of great things in store for she and her family. I really encourage you to consider Miss Tamela Mann, because she's the real deal. She's very anointed. I've had the opportunity to see her in person for myself. So once again, on Saturday, we have Mr. Casey Jordan and we have Minister Kane on Sunday. Have a lot of great things planned for you. We're going to have a special holiday segment that I'm going to record. Nanny, many of you have been asking about Nanny. Nanny is going to be on some of the radio shows, some other radio shows, but most importantly, she's going to be on this show, and we're going to have a Remembering to Laugh segment. Nanny, as you all know, I have a couple of clips and segments that I will post to my page so that you can become familiar with her. She is an elderly lady who is, first she told me she was 70, and now she's 100 and something. She can't remember how old she is, but she's very comical. You have to love the Nanny. We're going to do some unique things, some things that are out of the ordinary that are funny and hilarious, but also of God. And I just want you to stay tuned and be sure to invite your friends and family. I'm also looking for comedians to come on the show. I have a couple of lined up for 2014. I'm bringing a couple of contestants who were on Sunday Best. I'd like to bless their ministry by getting the word out. And if you're at the Stella Awards, be sure to make sure that I see you, because I would love to have an interview with you to come back and share to all of the people who are wanting to hear from you and know a little bit more about your ministry and things of that nature. So this concludes my segment of Praying with Love. I want to say one more time, thank God, my friends and my family, for continuing to support the ministry by listening. I appreciate that very much. As I said, stay tuned because we're going to add more things. Be sure to Facebook me, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, authors, poets, gospel artists. I'd love to have you on the show for 2014. Be sure to do that. Ministers, please Facebook me because I would like to put you on air on Sundays, some Sundays. So if someone asks you what that smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. And remember, 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 on tomorrow we will not be online, but there is a La Vega Elementary music program. They have a very great music program at La Vega Elementary, so that if you're in this area, please stop by and support those students. Excellent music program. And also be sure to log back on to my blog, talkradio.com/freetolove, and be sure to look at some of the previous segments. I have different gospel artists. I have authors. I have Fit to Win segments. I have jazz players. I mean, I have a wide array of individuals whom I would love for you to connect with and also kind of get to know and see what they're up to. So once again, thank you so much. And if someone asks you what their smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.